Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Just so much going on this Happy New Year weekend. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 2nd and 3rd. Yeah, the AC Boat Show is still going on at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Hey, so stop by this afternoon, man. I'll be hanging out at the Fisherman Magazine booth, annoying people as usual. We expect that. But again, it's a Happy New Year in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. Actually, a day late, and you know why. Our special guest is on 21 years and going is Captain Dave the Rave Show, 81 Natalie Terrace, and I'm seeking where he put down roots back in 1985. He's been a fixture since. Captain Dave, congratulations to double congratulations to birthday girl Judy for putting up with you for all those years, Cap. How you doing, man?
Well, she is my number one, and it's always, always great to be back here. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, I'm getting to be sort of the old fart age, and but it's really nice to come on here. I can be comfortable. I can be just back like I was 21 years ago. I was still old then.
We both were, Dave. I'll tell you, some guy said to me the other day, hey, Tom Bass said, no, listen, people, listen. I color my hair this way so I appear professorial. Okay, it's still really chestnut brown with some fake blonde streaks. Although Dave, I was thinking of doing the pink and purple thing. I mean, at my age, what can you lose? You know what I mean? But Dave, let's get to it. This is our 21st annual Back Bay Striped Bass Opener, Dave. And this is that's pretty much when you can remember that the season started, correct?
Well, it had been open a few years. Things were cranking up. Everybody was getting excited more and more every year on the striped bass. But one thing, if you're going to color your hair, look, you know that if you're going to dye it, there's only one color. And it's you say it all the time. It says, if it ain't chartreuse, it ain't no use. So you got to go with the chartreuse head top.
I'm trying to, hey, listen, shout out to Belladonna there in Manahawk, and I may be stopping by there. And maybe do it for a quick chartreuse. Dave, thanks a lot, man. That's great. You got me in. You got me in there. Okay, chartreuse it is. So, Cap, let's get to it. What are you seeing? You are in ground zero for the really percolating striped bass fishing. I know there's Graveling Point, which has changed a lot. You know, but Absecon Bay Area, you are there, Cap. What are you seeing? What's happening? Let's get into some tactics as well. Go!
Well, the stripers are here. You know, this... Now, there is no such thing as weather change, but we used to go fishing all February on the ice in Collins Cove. They've been out off the banks and in the boats up around Hog Island in the middle of the Mullica River, and they've been catching stripers every day. And I've seen pictures of released fish, and they're not even looking for stripers. They're looking for white perch.
Yeah.
And they say they're getting to the point when they're perch fishing using these expensive bloodworms that I have out here, they're pissed off the stripers are eating them up. But
yeah. Hey Dave, a little bit of a non sequitur. Some of these perch are like footballs.
Oh,
I've seen some horses, man.
I don't know what's caused it. Yeah, I know a couple of people that claim that. Since white perch is the only fish that the state of New Jersey isn't regulating, that's what's doing the best. It is absolutely, so for the last 4 years, it's been really good, but it seems to be getting better every year. The size and the numbers are fantastic. If you want to have some fun, you know, if you want to go catch a fish, you're actually allowed to take home and eat.
Get out there, white perch
fish now.
What a novel idea, huh, Shoal?
Eating a fish that you actually catch. Yeah,
well, but you know, it's called a perch. It is a member of the striper. The stripers are the true bass. And when you talk largemouth, smallmouth, you're talking basically sunfish, the sunfish family. That goes back to my fisheries thing, whatever, fisheries background. Well, Cap, let's get to it now in the early going. I know I don't know how you're running the shop, and you got the great guy there, been booking trips and doing this in the mayhem madness. General area, don't get this whole spot burn thing because it's public water. Where can we expect to hit some of these stripers? Now, the weather's going to fluctuate. It's going to get cold, going to get warm, going to get cold. But the one thing is constant. They have to eat, and they're starting to get ready to spawn, you know, all the way up there in Mays Landing. There have been some guys up there at a bulkhead. I know they've been perch fishing. Guy showing me on his phone. Dave, right there in the parking lot. You know what I'm talking? Just before the intersection here by the old Spoonies. They had bass in there, Dave, 18 to 22 inches.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them that size, and there's a good number of fish that are over that 28 inch size limit. And you know, nice thing if you like to eat fish. Well, these fish are in the rivers. They're staging right now. I believe it's you have to find the magic number of fresh and salt water mixture, and. And besides fresh and salt water mixture, I think what really brings these stripers into these rivers, they're a lot of people like to call them, you know, resident fish. Well, they're staying for the whole winter. It's they're more, you know, they're more of a, you know, they're more looking for a warm spot. And all of these rivers have spring holes in them that are a little deeper. And I did find this out on a, you know, on a seminar when the state was doing sonic tagging on these bass, where they actually put a sounder inside the striper, and they put up buoys with sonic receivers on them, and they would know, and they could tell by the sounds which fish was going where, and these fish would stay up, you know, in the rivers on a, you know, on spots where there was spring holes. So these spring holes are cooler in the summer, you know, and warmer in the winter. And that's, I think that's what what's holding these fish in the area. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, and you know, you get a lot when you go to these, you know, these state meetings and seminars and all. It, you know, it's, what's the retired striper guy's name? I'm so bad with names.
Was that Russ Allen?
Yeah, Russ. Yeah, Russ was saying that they're doing this ear bone studies on them.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And they, and they say that actually very few of these fish that are in the rivers, the smaller fish, are actually born there. But these fish wintering over and spending a lot of time in the rivers, as long as they can find dinner, that's where they're going to spend time. A lot of these fish are from the Chesapeake, Delaware, and the Hudson River stocks. Mm-hmm. So we got a mixture up here. Everybody likes to say, and you know, it's what I say all the time. I says, yeah, I've caught a lot of fish of all sizes, but not one of them has pulled out a green card when I pull them in the boat.
That's vintage, Cheryl. We're seeing Captain Dave DeRave show of Obsequian Bay Sports and Center 81 Natalie Terrace and Obsequian, our 21st annual opening weekend striper segment. Well, Dave, let's get down to some tactics. Now, primarily, please be aware. Go to the Freshwater Digest. Be aware, if you're fishing the tidal waters, where a freshwater license, the marker, is required. Okay? Because you're going to get nailed. Especially if you're up there in Mays Landing, you need a freshwater license there. That goes all the way down to what those power lines. Great Bay Tuckahoe, just be aware of the locations. They'll have it in one of the pages of the digest where a license is required. Well, Cap, right now, is it a baiting game? Because I know you're a gulper. You like the jigs with the gulp on there. Some guys already are going to be, by this week, I'm sure, and I know they are, going to be out working poppers and little jerk baits, swim baits, things like that. Bait game, blood worms, most effective right now?
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to wait them out, if you want to, you find a spot, you know, blood worms probably will get you more action. Maybe it'll get you more action, but I've been watching, and I followed up in the last couple of years. It's hard for me to get out of the shop early, you know, early March, but these guys opening day, actually all winter with these last couple warm winters, they've been you know, throwing jigs, you know, right in, you know, you got to find that area and find mm-hmm. the schools are tight. You know, the electronics, you know, these guys that are getting more into electronics, that's one of the big keys of finding them, but all winter long, they're catching them on jigs. You know, I've been, you know, mid-March, you know, I just started out one day. I said, I'll try the bloodworms. We got a couple little stripers. You know, and the perch were too small. We were sort of, we didn't care. We wanted them mixed anyway. We wanted to make sure we had fish for dinner.
Sure.
And then it was, the fog lifted, and it was dead calm. And I said, you know what? Looks like a nice morning for throwing jig. I took the trolling motor, just went over the front mouth of the first creek that I could see, threw in there, second cast, had a solid fish, and that day we ended up with 25 fish and two over 230 inches. You know, all on jigs. You know, it sure beat the hell out of sitting there waiting for the rod to bend with a worm on it.
Sure. Well, listen, is the bite tentative now? And water's cold. It's gonna improve by the day, people. We know that. And it's a tide oriented. It's my next question for the captain. But are they just like boom, or is it tap, tap, tap type thing?
It's a little, you know, they're not super aggressive, but the water, you know, you're looking at water temperature. You're looking at water temperatures now that would have been, you know, you would normally see at the tail end of March or into April. You know, this is, you know, this morning it's, you know, yesterday morning it was a little chilly. You know, Thursday was cold, but today we're coming up again. The temperature's going up. They're calling for 60 tomorrow. They're active fish. You remember everybody's chasing them down the beach, and that water's up in, you know, down to right around 40, and they're still jigging them up, trolling them up, catching them up. And these fish are hungry now. You got to work slower. The gulp, absolutely, in my mind, and well, whatever lure in your mind is what's going to work. Will work because you have confidence.
Confidence, that's the word, yeah.
But I have 100% confidence that I do better with gulp. So right now, I'll be using the paddle tails and, you know, maybe the Nemesis to get all the action I can, work as slow as I can. When that tide just starts out and warmer water's coming into the flat, they'll be right up to the edge of the bank looking for any kind of bait fish that's getting pushed up there.
Dave, with the Nemesis, reminds me of the sea bass out front and around the jetty stuff. If you got the white perch there mixed in, they're going to nail that tail.
I've never had any interference with,
okay,
you know, with the perch on that. Perch, they seem a little, they're not as aggressive as black bass, you know, yeah, the sea bass at all.
Those little bastards, man.
Yeah, they'll grab anything, you know, right up to their size. But
that's true.
But the perch, you know, they pretty much want something small. Now, a lot of guys are finally figuring out that you can use jigs, use spinners. Yeah, spinners turn everything on.
Just, yeah,
when they get up in the shallows, they are aggressive, but I don't see them hitting the striper lures. But while you're talking perch, they're not real aggressive, but they love movement. You gotta get in the bite. Yeah, you know, I've seen four people on the boat, and one will get the hang of just making that hook just dance with it, you know, without actually lifting the weight off the bottom, but just bouncing that rod tip, and man, that makes all the difference. Trying to get it to bounce like an inch at a time, or even less, and that's what'll turn them on.
Yeah, Captain Dave, we're up against a hard break. Captain Dave, the Rave Show, Absecon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. And we're talking stripers. In our next segment, we'll get into some more tactics. I want to talk plugs, also colors, and tide tables as it pertains to the bass. Also, the moon phase. We just had the snow moon coming off. So, people, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Captain Dave Showell, Rack and Fin Radio.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Boom.
Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. One of the largest manufacturer of plastic-based firearms parts like receivers is agreeing to no longer sell to customers in the state of Maryland. That's part of an agreement reached between the city of Baltimore and the company known as Polymer 80. The city sued Polymer 80 2 years ago over their firearms components being untraceable due to not being imprinted with serial numbers, suing them as part of the city's actions against what they call ghost guns. Now, Polymer 80 does not manufacture completed firearms, only parts and kits. Their website says their products were ruled illegal to buy or own in D.C., and California law prohibits unserialized components. Federal law generally allows for U.S. citizens to build their own guns, even from kits, provided they don't build them to sell them. That requires a manufacturing license. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores is offering their largest President's Month long sale ever. Prices, savings, and selection have never been better. They are now offering 60-month 0% financing on their huge inventory of American Whirlpool spas and swim spas, starting as low as $160 per month or up to $3,800 in instant rebates. Your choice. Either way, staying home and saving in your own home has never been easier. At Home Recreation is also offering free delivery, free Black Weather Shield spa cover, and chemical kit. Now you can enjoy the quality and enjoyment of your American Whirlpool spa with this limited-time 60-month financing offer, exclusively offered at Home Recreation. Don't miss this incredible offer at Home Recreation. Route 18 Northeast Brunswick, Highway 36 Hazlitt, Route 88 Brick, and Bay Avenue, Manahawkin. Visit athomerecreation.com. That's athomerecreation.com for a store near you. Thinking about a part-time job this summer? They are looking to build their sales team, and they want you.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of March 2nd and 3rd. Happy New Year weekend. Striper season opened on March 1st. Back Bay, Tidal River, Stripers. Joining us online is Captain Dave, The Rave Show. We're talking some tactics here. Just before I get back to Captain Dave, check out the Fisherman magazines. Oh, the March issue. Of course, I always go right to Hutch's editor's log. And again, he right between the eyes. That was an album by Rainbow, I think, in 81. Straight between the eyes. 82. It's a rocker. Go Blackmore, Joe Lynn Turner. But I digress. Editor's log, as it pertains to Stripers, too little, too late. And stop by. You can see Hutch at the AC Boat Show today and tomorrow. He'll be at either the booth in front. He's usually back there by where they're running the seminars. Okay, we're getting back to Captain Dave. I want to talk the nuances of working. Dave is a big fan of the Gulp paddle tail. Or you can use the Lunker City jerks, whatever. Dave, the nuances, the trial and error this early in the season for the Stripers to find what turns them on. What do you find most successful in your area of operation?
Well, I like that paddle tail, and the eels actually work good early up in these rivers. So I think that's another reason why the Nemesis works so well. But when I'm fishing up in the rivers, you can find these fish will be right up to the banks. They'll be right on the flats. You got a flat area with stumps or whatever. I like the jig, and I like a lighter jig, and you can pull them pretty fast, pretty early. I usually, on my bait caster, I usually throw a 3/4 ounce head with a,
okay, there you go,
with a with a full 6-inch paddle tail. They're eating them. There's big baits around. The herring will be in the rivers right now.
Just gonna ask you with the herring, Dave. Yeah, they're probably up. I'm saying they're probably. You think they're at Mays Landing yet in the Egg Harbor River up there, up to Lake Lenape?
I actually for about 10 years, I actually had probably the only legal live herring bait business in New Jersey.
Right.
I used fake nets for the most part to catch them, and I would have set the nets on this last full moon. It was just a couple days, last Saturday, yeah. I guess it was. I would have definitely set the nets, because they're in the rivers. That till the water temperature really gets up, they're staging in these rivers. You know, they come in when they feel like it. They might come in one moon, but it's a little, the water's a little cold. They'll just hang back.
Mm-hmm.
So I would catch I would catch some even on off times. So they're in the rivers now, without a doubt. Between the moon and this temperature was we had last week, and we got right now coming up. It's so there's big baits in there. There will be big fish following them.
Well, Dave, the state record was caught back in the late 90s, somewhere down there, and just below Mays Landing in the Egg Harbor there. The guy got it on a plug or something like that. So there's 50-pound fish in there, Cap.
Oh yeah, well there'll be more and more of them, and like you know, they say they come and go with the baits. There hasn't been as many herring up in the rivers as there was. I think that was one of the reasons we had such good fishing inshore was because at this early time, you know the stripers were keying on herring. This phenomenon with all these. With all the bunker around, you know, that has really come about since they really started cracking down and putting quotas on the bunker.
Right.
You know, back in the day, what's his name? Protein was
Omega.
You know, they pretty much had a free run.
Omega, yeah, they were destroying them. Yeah,
pretty much had a free run, and now they pushed them out of the state waters first, which was a big help, but. And that, then they clamped down the quotas, and now they're crying. But there are lots and lots of bunker are sneaking through the whole deal, and I think right now, you know, every bass over about 12 pounds is 100% following the bunker schools, and they just ain't going anywhere else.
And Dave, I remember right there at the spillway at the lake in Port Republic. There were bluefish up there chasing bunker, and stripers chasing bunker. It's crazy. Let's just digress a little bit. As Captain Dave says, big fish in the Egg Harbor River chasing the herring bunker, whatever. It was in 2002, John Christensen, 51 pounds even. And he caught it on Yuzuri hybrid line. I'll add that. That was my account at the time, and he called. I use your line. So I remember that. Well, Dave, yeah, like you said, now the herring bunker. Plugging, Dave. I love to plug. Shout out to Captain Brett. He takes him Taylor up there in Waretown. We plug a little later on, Dave, end of March, between the third and fourth week in March. Poppers and plugging the sedge banks, Dave, and in the river. Effective this early? If again, you don't try it, you don't know, or what's the dealio?
Well, I haven't seen much really aggressive enough to get up and blow the top off, but. But that's what I said. There's jigs. You fish them. If you fish them in the shallows, you can, you know, that 5-inch or 6-inch jerk shad with a quarter ounce weight. You can take that and fish it from, you know, all that, you know, 1 foot, yeah. 2 foot, 3 foot, you know, and it's the slower you work it, as long as it's got that movement of the tail, you know, usually the better especially with the gulp because they got the flavor. Once they get it in their nose, they grab it in their mouth. Yeah. But yeah, I fished the 3/4 ounce, and I can, you know, you fish the tip up, you start reeling a second, it hits the water, and you can still keep it slow enough to attract them. But then you can also drop that 3/4 ounce down. You can be in that 10 to 15 foot line, which always is my go to. Depth to start hunting, yeah, mm-hmm. Stripers, flounders, everything. That's 10 to 15 foot drop offs, and that seems to be, yeah, the starting spot for everything. But you can fish that. You can jig up and down. Yeah, with one lure. Yeah, because, well, I'll tell everybody ahead of time when I'm fishing, unless I'm doing nothing but unhooking fish and releasing them or putting them in the box, I always, you know, I have a crew out there, and I always try to keep a line on the water because I don't like to, you know, I don't like to make much mention, but sometimes, you know, everybody doesn't catch the fish the same. And if I don't have a line in the water myself, I can't be sure mm-hmm. that whether they're really there or not.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and it might look like I'm just having fun, which I am. But I'm doing it for a reason. I'm testing the waters at all times.
Sure, David, you're getting
my electronics.
Yep.
I test them. Yeah, and I test them with baits. And, well, I upgraded my electronics last year. And every time I do that, I get to, wow, I got to go to the next step. I feel like one of these bass fishermen. I've been reading some of their pages. And if you can afford it, if you got the time, if you got a boat, the electronics really are a big, big part of this.
Scary. You know, we covered that last week with the front-facing sonar. Well, Cap, I remember a trip. Shout out to Jim Stabile. A trip we had years ago. Remember, we weren't gulping. They weren't on the plugs. They were just really recalcitrant. And Captain Dave knows my mantra, my motto. They don't hesitate when you show them the bait. Cap broke out some clams. And we had a bass-a-rama, Dave. Remember that?
Dave, it
pains you to do that. I know it pains you to put the clam on.
Yeah, you do what you got to do. You know,
it's
bending the rod. I don't care. You know, bending the rod is this. Yeah, that's the big draw. You can everything about fishing is fantastic, but when the rod bends over and you feel the throb and you know and mm-hmm. something that wasn't there is, and you get, you know, well, it ain't even a macho thing. It's just a feeling that you're in control. You know, so I see, you know, more and more women come through the shop anymore, and it's just a great feeling that you're in control.
And to me, Dave, you're having fun.
I almost get emotional when I think about that stuff.
Well, Cap, listen, let's concentrate right now because we're up against a hard break. The segment's flying. We have Captain Dave the Rave on. We know that. Dave, tide, moon phase, top best tide periods to fish for these early season bass in the back. Moon have anything to do with new moon, full moon, half moon, crescent moon? Everybody gives me a moon. What do you think?
Well, the moon's definitely, like I said, from catching the herring all the years, the moons absolutely are in control of the herring runs or their spawns. They're definitely in control of the perch and the bass. And the full moon always gives you a lot more movement where things are happening. And sometimes if they're in the middle of the spawn, if the moon coincides with the right temperature, that's where they're going to be there. But sometimes they'll ignore you. But my biggest river fish was on a full moon tide, drifting an eel through the spawning grounds, and he was over 40 incher up in the Mullica.
So nice.
They're there. Yeah, drop. Don't hesitate to put eels down as soon as you can find them too, because that's another one. Especially with this, the water temperature's up, they'll start moving. Yeah. If you get up in the shallows, you get up in the rivers where you got a lot of stumps and all, you can't put an eel down to the bottom. Yeah, you can put them underneath a bobber, put them down so they're. Makes them swim hard, and even though eels do get twisted up, there's nothing better than a lively one that's trying to pull a bobber underwater to attract a striper.
Absolutely right. Well, Dave, as we were talking off the air, the conservation factor now, it's status quo, one fish between 28 and 31. And we were talking, I'm going to do some research, when did the actual season start, whatever. How do you see this playing out, Dave? Is it going to be one of these things for this year and then next year even more restrictive? Who really knows how many fish are out there? I bang my head on the wall with that.
I wish I had time to read every word of every one of these meetings, every one of the reports, because they're missing something. I always said, yeah, I've actually dropped it down, but I'm taking a lot of guests, you know, anglers that are on my boat, and nobody needs more than one nice size striper a day. And nice size, I would go between 24 and 34 inches. You know, if I was the striper king, you know, I just start with a limited, with one fish from 24 to 34 inches, and I do some kind of honest trophy fish over 50 inches, so that you could bring one home if you have to, but you'd have to pay somebody something for it. But in any case, the stripers are here. In 1985, when I did get here, we were still working on 10 fish at 18-inch limit. And there were no stripers. If in 1985, well, it would have been 86, 87, 88, as long as that. If you were in the rivers and caught a legal fish, you would have made the local newspaper. You would have made the Fisherman Magazine. They were few stripers. Now perch fishermen are complaining about 18 to 22-inch stripers eating their bait so fast they can't keep them on and they can't get into the perch.
This is it, yeah. I just seen that, but me, David, I'm here and there. Seem to be bass everywhere. But what you're hearing is, again, the mantra, the thing is, what's that? If you say it long enough, often enough, loudly enough, people will believe it. That, we're in about 2 or 3 years, we're going to see no bass. There's no recruitment. It's near zero. The year classes are failing. Bad spawns. I don't know what to believe anymore. I just go fishing.
Yeah, well, that's a go fishing. I think if everybody takes one home to eat it, you're not going to bother them. The commercial fishing is a big part of this, too. Now, look, our New Jersey's commercial quota is our bonus tag program. Yeah. And we've maxed out of only 30, 20% of the quota is all that's used every year.
Yeah, 20 to 24%, that's it.
I'm here. I just had to make some noise. But no, only like 20 to 30%. So
right.
But on all the states where they are allowed to keep fish, they're keeping 100% of the quota. And if for some reason they don't fill the whole quota, well then they just then they just said, well, we have to catch some more. You have to let us, fish more time or whatever. But no, the commercial guys, they do put, they are catching a lot of stripers. And they like to downplay it. They like to say, well, ours is only this much, that much. But, luckily, not luckily, it's been taking a hard work. People are used to releasing stripers. But I think sometimes they go into the extreme. We are, there's fish here. You might as well enjoy some. But like I said, one a day, that's more than enough. But the fish, stripers are here of every size. You go up in these rivers now, and they will be from smaller than the perch you're catching to there might be a 50-pounder swim by and grab your number four hook.
That's happened before. Captain Dave runs a hard break. Captain Dave, the Rave Show, Seacon Bay Sportsman, 81 Natalie Terrace and Seacon. Dave, thanks for your insight on the early season striper action in the Back Bays and Tyler Rivers. Cap, will you be at the meeting? Was it this Thursday? The Marine Fisheries Council meeting?
The flounder meeting. I'm definitely going to be there. That's another thing where we got.
They switched the venue from earlier. Now it's back at Jimmy Leeds Road at the library.
Yeah, they're in my backyard, so I'll make it. Hopefully it'll be full of people.
Yeah, get there early, Dave. I'm thinking 4 o'clock if you want to get a seat. You know, my fat ass, I get right by that. I plant myself.
It looks like we have a chance for another long season, which is in my mind the best thing. It'll be nice to know the season starts. If you go down the list is everywhere. They even emailed it to everybody that's got a saltwater registry. The list, if you go down the list, number 32 is 3 fish over 18 inches. I had a lot of fishermen that were really happy to bring home a couple of them 17 and a halfs last year that fit in that 1-inch micro slot. I had an awful lot of Sharpies that get to fish all the time, and they say, man, I was throwing back 24 inchers all day long.
There you go,
Everybody exaggerates, but I won't. They may not have done as good as they think, but we will see. And if they go to the 3 over 18, there's plenty of fish out there. Give us the whole month of May, and that's fantastic as far as I am from a sense of the bigger flounder in the bays early, and the business. Yeah, everybody wants to get out and go.
Sure.
And like everybody's out there for striper fishing now, man. The store has been packed. I'm going through bloodworms, but I got plenty more. I got all the circle rigs and everything you want. But, yeah, everybody wants to get out. As soon as the weather's nice enough, they want to be on the water. Yeah. And if they open up at Flounder on May 4th, yeah, you can be there.
Cap, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yo, hold on. Oh, Cap, note passed to me. When are the soft shells ready?
Well,
where did that come from?
I got Tog Man Ray in here. Says they're going to be ready 2 weeks early, as warm as this winter's been. But, every year the same. Look when the full moon is. It full moon and the new moon. They'll start up in the last week in May. They always do.
Okay, Cap.
They mess up my best fishing of the year. Everybody, you got the flounders, great. There'll be plenty of bluefish around this year, but that's for another day. And the stripers it's the best of the year. In these bays and inlets, May and June are the best striper fishing of the year. Don't let anybody ever kid you. These guys that are, you see them pulling up stripers, the flounder fishermen think, what the hell are they doing? But they're right out there.
Absolutely. Okay, Captain Dave, I will see you Thursday. I'm probably going to get there around 4. Looking forward to seeing you in person.
Yeah, so we're already into the season here. So if you want to see what was caught opening day or what was caught, you just go to the Abseekin Bay Facebook page. Just search for Abseekin Bay on Facebook, and you'll get there and see the pictures. We had some nice fish come in already.
Okay, Cap. We'll see you soon, man.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, best of the UPS Annihilator.
Yeah, they wear those gator things on their legs now when they come in.
Sugar is the fierce one. Cap, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Take care. A little long in that segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Happy New Year! Striper time is upon us.
People all over the Jersey Shore have found the easiest way to stay connected to South Jersey's talk station. It's the WPG Talk Radio app. Read free, unlimited South Jersey news. Listen to your favorite talk shows. Send us breaking news tips and more. The WPG Talk Radio app is powered by Smokers Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their 5 locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. Smokers Haven NJ.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Still no ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. President Biden says more aid needs to get to Palestinian civilians.
We're going to insist that Israel facilitate more trucks and more routes to get more and more people the help they need. No excuses, because the truth is aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough.
Qatari, Jordanian, and Egyptian officials are hoping to broker another ceasefire before the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. A fierce opposition leader to Russian President Vladimir Putin laid to rest Friday in Moscow.
Despite the risk of arrests, thousands of people flooded the streets to say goodbye to Alexei Navalny, the fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Within hours, dozens had been arrested.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Rain and drizzle, breezy this morning. The high today at 54. A bit of rain this evening, otherwise cloudy tonight, low 45. Clouds tomorrow morning, some breaks of sun by the rest of the afternoon. High tomorrow 65. Spotty drizzle on Monday morning, a cloudy cooler day. High Monday at 56. Tuesday, rain, high 61. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The blog this week was about what's going on right now. The Atlantic City Boat Show there at the Convention Center. Good time. The seminars, as I wrote, are second to friggin' none. What a roster. Go to acboatshow.com. Get a list of the times. You have the best of the best of the best. And one of them who is coordinating the whole thing is on the Rack and Fin Radio line. We mentioned him and his incredible editorial. Editor's log, as always, first thing I go to in the Fisherman Magazine and the March issue. Too little, too late is Jim Hutchinson Jr., managing editor, New Jersey and Delaware Bay edition of the Fisherman Magazine. We have him on for a few minutes because he will be at the boat show as well, and he's jamming, slamming, otherwise cramming. Hutch, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. The way you gave all those call signs of every place you can find your show, I want you to do one of those fast read disclaimers for me, because every time I seem to speak anymore, I get somebody riled up.
So, well, yeah,
you gotta do one of those.
I can do that, no problem. You don't even need the speed up machine, Jim. Again, the NOAA fisheries being off base here. Just go into the, listen. You have to read this. You're just a fisherman in general. Read this. Saltwater fisherman ticket. Read this. A striper fishing out, a fan of the striped bass. Read this. Go, Hutch. Sorry, I'm commandeering again. Go, little brother.
No. The basic premise of the editorial, the editor's log in the March edition, is that it's the same old NOAA fisheries. They're completely disconnected from anything that we do in the recreational community. And basically, what I summarized was something that happened. I'm sitting there on that 5.5-hour ASMFC striper meeting two months ago. Where they said you get stuck with a 28 to 31 inch size limit again. While I'm on that phone call, while most of us were on that phone call listening to the commercial guys trying to dumb down their quota take, you know, they cut their quota cut by half. You know, they were supposed to take this 14% cut and all this stuff. But at that time, NOAA sent out a note saying, hey, our recreational data collection is being improved. It's going to be great someday. You know, it's sort of like they're sitting there with the knife in your back, and
I felt that.
With the other hand, they're holding a dollar bill over your shoulder without outside of your reach, saying, "Look, it's going to get better. Don't worry about the pain in your back." So, yeah,
that was great, Hutch. That was great, man. That was your Edgar Allan Poe coming out there, Jimmy Jr.
I get angry. You know, I get really angry. Next week in Galloway Township, New Jersey anglers are going to be jammed into a little library, and everybody's going to try to figure out what fluke option they want. And the state of New Jersey doesn't have enough people on the council to represent the whole state. They move these meetings around. They never have one place. They never share the information with the public.
Right. It was going to be up in Stafford, and that was announced last week, and then they switched it again.
2 weeks ago, I got notified by the state, hey, we didn't check with Stafford Township. That hearing room is being used that night. I was like, oh, wow, that would have been a good idea. You know you're going to have a March meeting. Shouldn't you have these things scheduled like 3 months in advance? No, this is why I editorials, and this is why I get myself in trouble, because this is a broken system. It doesn't make any sense. When NOAA Fisheries is not voting to help you on striped bass, they're not voting to help you. They voted against recreational community. And when it came to the commercial guys trying to knock down their quota cut by 50%, NOAA Fisheries sat back and didn't say anything. They didn't vote. Right. But what they did is send an email saying, our recreational data collection is being tooled over again. We're going to have it fixed someday. You're going to love it. It's an endless promise that never comes to fruition. Yeah, I get a little bit upset, and if I don't have, if I didn't write about it, Tom, then I'd be getting in trouble cursing on your radio station every week.
I got the finger on the red button here, Hutch. And by the way, listeners, my notes just caught fire. That's Hutch.
Yeah.
Hutch, well, listen, thanks much. Now, at the AC Boat Show going on today and tomorrow, you will be at the Fisherman booth, where in the back by the seminars up front, or you are omnipresent there, man. You're all over.
I will be back there around 7:26 and talking like this today because I'm all fired up because it's Saturday at the Atlantic City Show and I want to talk politics. I want to talk fish, and we've got a great lineup of seminars today. It's going to be fantastic.
You grand slammed it. You've got the creme de la creme de la creme here, man. And like I said in the blog, it's $20, $18 if you go online. And I said this last week with Kerry Warble. The seminars alone are exponentially worth more than the price of admission, Hutch. No kidding.
I think the seminars are great, but I'm really excited about this show. You know, when I was a kid, I would go to this show with my grandparents, you know, when they were from Ocean City. And I think about all the Jersey boats that used to be in there. And things have changed, but it's really great because the folks at Valhalla Viking, they're premiering a brand new Valhalla Bay boat this week at Atlantic City. And I don't remember the last time Atlantic City premiered a brand new Jersey boat. So it's really kind of cool.
It's going to be good. So this is going to be good.
Out there. Yeah.
Well, listen, like I said, I'll be hanging around the fisherman booth annoying people. Hutch, hey, I understand, Hutch, you get a tax credit when I do that. Is that true? Jim, looking forward to seeing you this afternoon, man. We'll let it rock again. Listeners, check out the March edition, The Fisherman Magazine, Editor's Log, Too Little, Too Late. You want to see Hutch fired up? See, go there. See him. See the man in person. He's like, Hutch, what was that, the cartoon when I was a kid? You were too young. It was like, flame on, and this guy would turn into a giant torch. That was the redhead in you, Hutchinson.
Still there. Talk to any of my friends or family. So,
go ahead. How's the family? How's the dad? Everything good?
Everything's great. Dad's still in Florida. He's going to spring training games. He's just waiting for me to tell him when the striped bass are really snapping so he can come back.
Okay, man. We'll catch you at the show this afternoon, man. We'll see you this afternoon.
I'll see you in a little while.
Later, brother. Bye. Yep. Too little, too late. Hey, we're up against a break. Be right back and close it out. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the key component to the success of maintaining weight loss. Plus, on the personal finance front, how to maximize your financial aid for college. Also, entrepreneurs think they have solutions to cure the loneliness epidemic. How to make sense of travel advisories on a cruise, and the skateboarders who will clean your pool for free with a catch. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 2nd and 3rd, wrapping it up this New Year's. Happy New Year's weekend. Again, Parallel Universe, Rack and Fin Radio. Season opens. Indeed, cause for a New Year's celebration. And that was Jim Hutchison, managing editor of Fisherman Magazine. We'll see him at the AC Boat Show a little later on today. Well, remember a couple weeks ago, we had a great guest on, JL. Going by the just initials, JL. He and Dan S., Nick H., and Sean O., as an O-H exclamation point. Running the Millstone Preserve third annual Predator Purge. And the lovely Demir and I had a chance to visit the event last Saturday. And let me tell you something, people. It was an unbelievable, unbelievable get-together. The count was 150 people when all was said and done. Coyotes, raccoons, skunks, red fox, gray fox, whatever you name it. You had some of the best hunters and trappers in the state at that event. And let me tell you something. A lot of eggs, turkey eggs and duck eggs and poults and ducklings and fawns were indeed saved for this spring. Joining us on the line is JL. And by the way, I partook of the greatest anchovy pizza. I did surrender one slice to my former gunsmith. I was surprised to see him. I hadn't seen him in years. from Scotto's Pizza, and they had – let's get JL on the line right now for the wrap-up. I'm sorry, man. I'm still blown away by that event, JL. How you doing, man?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me again.
It was something to see, Jay, and the dozens of people I spoke, and I think two, it was great to see all the youngsters. Listen, I'm talking from little kids up into the teenage years, into the trapping and the hunting, the predator hunting. Jay, it was something to see.
Yeah, would you say
a resounding success or what? Now, what the hell are you doing for an encore? How are you going to make it bigger, man? You're going to have to rent out Meadowlands Stadium. There were trucks everywhere. Not that I can't use the exercise people, but I was parked fields away getting over there.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got 437 nest raiders brought into custody on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, it's going to save a lot of nesting birds and, you know, nesting rabbits and ducks.
Sure. Joe, the impact on the conservation end was, again, we know nature abhors a vacuum, and they're going to be replaced pretty soon enough. But for now, for me, this spring, guys, you put a dent in what seems to me to be an overpopulation. They're everywhere. Coyotes, foxes, they're everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's a renewable resource. That's why we should go out trapping and hunting them, because, you know, you're not going to wipe them out. You know, you'll just skim off the excess on the surface,
right,
and then, you know, they're there again next year. So are we.
Joe,
that's what it's all about.
The enthusiasm was palpable. Oh, yeah, some politicians. You had just a great mix in the crowd, and people already talking about next year's event. I rarely see that, ever see that. It's, okay, this is over, now on to the next one. What are we doing next year? What are we doing next year? What are we doing next year? So, Jay, you really banged it down, man.
Yeah, I guess we just got to up the prizes, you know, more, you know, bigger, better door prize. And, you know, I mean, it doubles every year. The first year we had 13 participants. We got 206 animals. Last year it was 24 participants with 327 animals. This year we had 41 participants.
But the crowd there was 100 and – I counted – I lost count of like 100 – and we were leaving people, and trucks were still coming in.
Yeah, it was good. It was an excellent crowd. They were there from Sussex County all the way down to Salem County. We had trappers.
I ran into some guys from up there by Branchville in Sussex County. Another guy from Hamburg on the other side of Sussex County. And then you had some guys, again, from Salem, or some guys are from Cumberland. Now, also, listeners, we had on the Crooked Horn out there at Bell Plain, Crooked Horn Gun Club. Mm-hmm. They had a predator purge the same week. Give us a background on that, Joe, because we have to wrap up the show. What did you guys do?
Go. we took our coyotes down there. Our coyotes were fox and our raccoon. We did win the biggest coyote and the biggest fox. We didn't win the biggest raccoon, though, but, you know, next year.
Isn't that a great crew down there as well? And they're just
excellent
wonderful
guys.
People. Listen, the
excellent, like-minded guys, just like us. Real cool. We exchanged numbers, and they're going to try and get to ours next year. So it'd be awesome if they do. So.
And it's all about the conservation. It's a factor in there. Or Fur is a, what was it, Kirk Corson. I think he's still a Cape May County councilman or Middle Township. I don't know. He still has a bumper sticker on a truck. Fur is a renewable resource. And there it is. Like you said, you can't wipe them out. You're skinning off the surplus, but you're helping the small game and the waterfowl. You're giving them a little bit of a break here, you know?
Absolutely, especially with nesting season around the corner. So,
hey, listen, let me I send you a little extra bonus and a check for an extra pizza. So when a guy looks at me, he says, hey, Tommy, I said, how's it going? Hey, that's the anchovy, huh? And the guy made a big point. Listen, imagine this. Plus you have guy barbecuing out front. There's a stack of, what were there, Joey, 100 pizzas? Maybe more? And one guy says, hey, who wanted the anchovy? And Denise points at me. It stopped. Everybody stopped and looked. Who the hell eats anchovy pizza? So I opened up the box, and it wasn't like a little slice of anchovy, one or two on a piece. It was loaded. It was hairy eyebrow city, man. Salty eyebrow city. And then, hey, could I have a slice? I look up and said, he said, how you doing? I said, who are you? Oh, okay. I begrudgingly gave him, because he was a great gunsmith. Still is. I begrudgingly gave up one slice. Jay, I gave one slice, and that was it. Anyone came near the table, get away. Well, congratulations on one of the greatest events of that vein that I've ever attended. It was an honor and privilege, man, and the people, listeners, were great, like-minded, key men, women, living for the outdoors, and to see the youngsters in there, that made the event, made the night. That was something to see.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. L. Let's get together and do some fishing this spring. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Also, some turkey hunting. So
we'll get that down. Hey, Jay, good luck. Congratulations again. Super event. Hey, talk to you soon.
Good seeing you. Yeah. You got it. Take care.
That was the best. And my aunt and uncle used to have a great Italian restaurant up there in Union County, Engelman's. Great pizzeria, all the pizza and pasta, all that good stuff. This, Scotto. I don't know what town it's from. Monroe somewhere in there. I don't know, Milltown, some Millstone. The best anchovy pie ever had. This will do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get over to the AC Boat Show. Check out the Fisherman Seminars. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Happy New Year. Most of all, get on the water. As Captain Dave DeRave Shoal says, the bass are biting, and so are the perch. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.